My sister.
Два, три. Зайчик поскакал.
Окей, я не могу этот редактировать, поэтому давай сразу начнем. Без всяких бумажек.
Раз, два, три. Hey everyone, welcome to Double D's podcast.
In today's episode, we have two special guests today. It is Jelena and Justin.
Mm-hmm. Ta-da!
Yo.
Hi.
All right, so today we're going to have a little story time with our retail experience, right? Mm-hmm. So I used to work at Costco and Publix and Victoria's Secret. Dasha here.
I used to work at Kohl's and Saks.
Ooh. And we both work at Kroger currently.
It's a problem. Help.
help us.
As you guys know, the holiday season is the busiest time of the year for retail. And while all the corporate workers take their days off for Thanksgiving and Christmas, retail workers are suffering their asses off on Black Friday, extra shifts on Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve. All that fun stuff, and especially the Black Friday. So I hope you guys enjoy our stories. It's gonna be a little cringe, weird, and crazy, and we're all gonna enjoy it.
It's like a campfire.
It is a little cozy.
Let's hit it, bitches.
Okay. God, I worked in the food service for such a long time. It's been like 3 years since I worked at retail, so thank God. But at the same time, service industry is not really better. So I don't know about you guys. Have you encountered any like assholes?
Every day.
Every single day.
As soon as you walk in, clock in, there's somebody already waiting for you. Being a bitch ass.
Being a bitch.
Yeah, God. I can't think of a day where, like, I genuinely enjoyed.
Damn. Okay.
I've never felt happiness in that place.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
So what was your, like, worst customer ever? Did you work there during COVID? Because that was a tough time for me at Publix.
No, I got my first job after COVID, like, a little after COVID. We still had their screens up. It was at Zaxby's, but I don't know, because I dealt with like a lot of Spanish speakers and trying to translate for them, and like the managers using me as a translator is already
yeah.
I have pretty big assholes day to day. The biggest asshole I've probably ever had has probably been I can remember this guy. He looked like he wasn't like super old, like cane and like crutches old, but he was definitely like in his mid 40s, maybe early 50s.
So middle aged.
Yeah, middle aged. But he just was laying into one of our cashiers, and the thing that I noticed was like we hire special needs people. And I love the fact that we hire special needs people, because they're like some of my favorite workers ever. And we have a cashier that she has Down syndrome.
Oh.
And he was laying into her like,
what?
Like she was a fucking, like you would think she killed his dog in front of him.
Oh God.
Yeah, and that's not uncommon at our workplace.
Really?
And that's probably the biggest assholes is like, you see a girl who's cashiering, and like she had to work her way to cashiering. She was always a bagger. So she finally gets to where she's cashiering, and people will lay into her about coupons, about other stuff. And obviously, like, I don't mind if you have a problem at like Kroger or any place that you work that's kind of retail, because I get it. Like, you want your discounts.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever you do, you don't go like look at a line and be like, oh, she's special needs, I'm gonna lay into her. Yeah, I got a shitty day. That's someone I could take it out on.
Yeah,
no.
You don't really think that.
No.
If you're a normal person.
And it's usually me and my boss. Her name's Rosanna. She's one of the sweetest people ever.
It sounds Slavic.
Rosanna. She's Italian.
Oh,
So me and her get along perfect because we're both Italian. But she loves all the people that she works with, except like one or two. Mm-hmm. But oh yeah, when we see that problem arise, we jump on that shit because no one's gonna like. I don't care if you're kind of like a little bit of a dickish. If you're like, all right, hurry it up, whatever. But when you pick on like some of our people, no, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
There's been moments where she's literally kicked them out.
We've kicked plenty of people out in the day. Yeah.
What did he say to her? What was he like? Was he just being like a dick? Like,
yeah, he wanted something on sale. And the thing with this particular cashier is she can count. She can count very well. She can count money on her own. She can do like she can handle herself very well. Mm-hmm. But the thing is when you bring up to her, like, oh, that's supposed to be 40 cents off, that's supposed to be whatever, she kind of has a little bit trouble of a time taking some of that stuff off. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of hard because even our regular 9-to-5 kind of cashiers that work 40 hours, mm-hmm. and that maybe don't have, like, special needs or anything like that, mm-hmm. even they have trouble with mm-hmm. taking the discounts off because yeah. sometimes, like, if it's meat, sometimes it'll be like weighing per pound. Like this will be 50 cents per pound. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it just gets confusing. So he was just giving her a hard time about that.
Yeah.
And when we noticed that, yeah, Ro, like a pit bull, ran up to him and was like, yo, you need to stop giving her a hard time. And if you're going to keep this, you can get the fuck out.
Nice. Nice.
What about you guys?
I feel like older people can be either assholes or super nice. Like I've had this lady when I worked at Saks, and she was super super sweet. She was probably in her, I would say, late 70s, and she picked those fancy bougie long dresses like she was dressing for a prom, and I was like and I was like, where are you getting ready for? Like, is there some sort of event? She was like, yeah, I'm going to an auction, like a charity auction in Las Vegas. I was like, wow, that's awesome. And
so real for that.
I know. And she had like a ton of Sags gift cards that she said, oh, my sister sends them to me like every year for my birthday. I just don't spend them. She pulled out like 10 $100 gift cards. And we used all of them. And then she had a ton of bags, and they were pretty heavy, and she was very tiny. So I offered her to carry those to her car. So she pulled her car around to the entrance, and I put her bags in her trunk, and she gave me a $100 bill as a tip. And I was like, I'm sorry, ma'am, I can't take this. Like, in the retail, you're not supposed to take anything, any tip.
Big stop.
I was so hesitant. I was like, no, ma'am, I can't take this. No, seriously. She was like, no, child, you have to take this. I have a lot of money that I can't spend for the rest of my life. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. I ended up taking it just because she wouldn't take it. She just literally stuffed it in my pocket. And I was like, okay, if I go down for this, I go down for this. At least I have $100. Right. So yeah, I feel like it's sometimes those people can be such assholes. I really don't remember having to deal with like a direct asshole. Not that I remember. I will remember something, but I need you guys to pull something up from my memory.
I honestly, tipping in retail is a little weird because in public we would have to take people to their car with a cart. It's like a thing that Publix does. It's like we're like the Chick-fil-A of grocery stores. Like you have to say my pleasure, you have to say like, you know, you can't say no problem. If somebody says thank you, you have to say my pleasure, you have to say like you're welcome, blah blah blah, all those like customer service trainings that we had to get done. And then the manager, if they see something like you said or your attitude changes, or if you're like you're struggling at home or something, like your mom died or some shit, like, and she's gonna be like, you can't bring this to work. Bitch, you have to suck it up. You have to bring the best service ever, even though you're working for $9 an hour. So, but, and we had to have those, like, because we wore aprons back when Publix used to have, like, actual, like, good, cute uniforms. We had aprons, and then on our apron, it was a name tag, and then another tag said, no tipping, please.
Damn.
And I would take it off all the time because it's stupid, right? Exactly. Like, I take the cart to your car. Obviously, it's part of my job. I do this because the manager is fucking looking at me. And she actually gave me shit several times for not taking out somebody else's cart during at 10 p.m. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm 16 years old. I'm like a skinny like little girl. Like, I can't fucking take this man's cart out. If it's like a grandma, I get it. But all the grandmas are done at like in the morning. Like, it's stupid. And then it says like no tipping, please. And I would just take that off because I'm like, well, even if I don't expect people to tip me, I don't want to have it on my apron because it's stupid. So I would just, like, forget about it and leave it at home. And then my manager would be like, where is your tag that says no tipping, please? I'm like, I lost it. And then she would give me another one, and I would not put it on, and then I'll lose it again. So I had, like, five of those at home. And, yeah, but one time when she was doing my, like, worker evaluation bullshit, she's like, yeah, so one time I noticed you didn't take this, like, guy's cart out outside. I'm like, are you talking about the time when this gym guy came in? And he had, like, and she's like, oh, yeah, and he had water and like, box of Coke or some shit. And I was like, yeah, he came in from the gym. He was wearing a sleeveless top. You can see his fucking muscles. You can see that this man can handle it. He's got it. Yeah, he's 250, like, 5'7". He's got this shit, okay? And there's a grandma right behind him. Maybe not a grandma, she's like a middle-aged woman. She's right behind him. And obviously, I would rather not ask him. And if I ask him, it would be weird. It would be like I'm flirting with him or some shit. Like, do you
want me to take this to your car?
Yeah. And then I would hear a response like, are you stupid? Do you not see me? Like, flexing and shit.
He could probably take you. Carry you out with his car.
Right? Exactly. I can jump in that cart and he would fucking push the cart to his car. Like, it's totally fine. So that's why I told my manager, like, this is stupid. I don't think we have to take the cart out for every single customer. And especially if there's an older lady right behind him and she's like, well, we have more baggers, so somebody else could hop on, like, you know, with a cashier. I'm like, it's closing time. We don't have that many baggers, and the other baggers are like doing like the floors or some shit, or like washing the bathroom, like, or taking out the trash. What like it was so stupid. That's why I hated working at Publix, but I didn't know how to quit, so I worked there for like 3 years until I finally was like, do I put in my 2 weeks notice? How do I do this shit? I like literally asked my manager, I was like, how do I do this?
I will add about the tipping. I just want to say, tipping has fed my gambling addiction. I've never started buying scratch offs until I started getting tipped. So every time I accept, air quotes, accept the tip, which is just people putting money in my pocket, I get that shit and I run it straight through the little vending machine to get fucking lottery tickets. I've never won. Okay.
So, speaking of gambling, while we're on this topic, I think Helena's gonna have a huge problem now recently. Because they recently put in a giant, it's bigger than, so we have a tag kiosk where you can go in, you pay money, and then it spits out, like, if you got your missions done, it'll give you your little tag. Mm-hmm. And there's a machine that they just added right next to it, and it looks like Shaq standing next to a five-year-old.
Neon LEDs.
It's neon, yeah, neon LEDs. Everyone already comes in and goes, hey, where's your tag kiosk? We're like, oh, down there by the ice machine. Everyone in Kroger was surrounding this machine whenever they put it up. It was yesterday, I believe, maybe the day before. Everybody at Kroger was surrounding this machine, not me, just because I wasn't into it as a kid. They have a new Pokemon machine, and it's going to dispense...
Pokemon vending machine.
Yeah, it's a Pokemon vending machine, and I'm looking at it as the dude's putting it in, and people are, like, standing around like the Messiah just came. Like...
The light.
Like, it is giant. It's a light. I have a picture of Helena with her head just pressed up against it, and it looks like a Renaissance painting. It literally, and all I'm thinking, like, people were coming, like, running up to it, like, already trying to use it. I'm like, dude, Pokemon is just kids gambling.
It is.
I'm like, they're about to, like, yeah, our little retail countryside store is about to make a huge profit because of this machine.
Murphy got really into it recently.
like he has that app on his phone,
the Pokemon card app,
and he would just like open it every day, and he's like, "Babe, look, I got this one," and then like I would be like, "Can I choose? Can I pick one?" And he's like, "No, I have a lucky hand. I have to do it." And I was like, "No, I do." And every time I picked it for him, he always had like a really good card on there. So I don't know what he's talking about, but I can see how that's you know. That's like very popular. Oh my god, that's so funny. It's like a Messiah. Oh Jesus. The one thing that was different between like Publix and Costco for me was that I worked in food department in Costco. And I worked in the deli. So in the deli in Costco, if you haven't been there, it has like a little like a window. Uh-huh. You know, like you have your workstation, and because it's a big ass fridge, so you're working inside a fridge, and you have a window to see like the outside people. And sometimes, sorry, Dash, and sometimes they would knock on the window to ask you questions, and my manager would always, and they can't hear anything we're doing, and we cannot hear what they're doing, so we have like fucking like. Blasting rap music inside our little fridge, working like doing little chicken pot pies, you know, mixing all the mac and cheese, and then somebody would knock on the window, would just turn the music off, and then the manager goes, "Fuck this shit again," and then he just opens them and says, "Hi, how are you doing today?" And it would be like one of the stupidest questions. Like one time when we have our mac and cheese boxes, we used to put mac and cheese in a little foil. Like not skillet, what is it called, like a little foil spring container form. Yeah, and cover it with a plastic bag, so like it's easier for you to just put that shit in the oven. Mm-hmm. Right, but then something changed during like it was 2021, so it was right after COVID, right after the food shortage and all that bullshit, so we started putting it in the plastic container with the lid. Mm-hmm. So it's just plastic, obviously you can't put that shit in the oven or the smoker, but who fucking cares, you put that shit in your dish anyways. Right, unless you're whatever. So this man knocks on the window and he's like, and I was the closer, so I opened it up and I said, "How can I help you?" And he's like, why did you change your packaging on mac and cheese? It used to be this foil thing that I can just pop in my smoker and it would be done. Now I have to remove this whole thing and put it in the little like casserole dish or whatever and then do that. And it's like extra work for me. And I was like, "Sorry, sir, it's something with the food shortage. You can take it up with my management. I can't do anything about it." He's like, "Well, what can you do?" I'm like, "I'm just closing and cleaning. I don't even cook here, so like I can't really do anything about it." And then the rotisserie chicken station was a whole other thing, you know, because we have this little fridge and then there is like an outside like rotisserie chicken station. Yeah. Where it's like outside you have these ovens, it's really hot in there and it's like there's fucking spinning. Bullshit. And you have to lift all these like, there's like five rotisserie chickens on this one little, what is it called?
Like a rack or
skewer. Oh, right? Yeah. So you have these, does the skewer in itself weighs already like 10 or 20 pounds. I'm not joking. And each rotisserie chicken is like at least 6 pounds. Right? So you have five of those on this big ass skewer. So it's like at least, you're like at least bench pressing 40 fucking pounds every fucking day. And I'm working there sweating my ass off, just like fucking putting those in the oven. And I have some of them in the hot case. Right, so people can come over and grab some rotisserie chickens from the hot case, and we only pull them out when it's been 2 hours. So it's the chicken that was done 2 hours ago, it's still fresh, right? Some of them have been done 15 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. So it's still fucking fresh. And this lady comes over and she's like, "When are those gonna come out? I want the fresh one." I'm like, "Ma'am, these were done like 15 minutes ago. They're still fresh. You can grab one. These are not going to be any different. Trust me. They're still, those are still hot and warm and they're still good. They were done 15 minutes ago. Not even an hour ago. Not 30 minutes. 15 minutes ago. They were done." She's like, "I don't want this. I want the fresh one. How long?" I'm like, "Well, I have to check the temperature on those because it has to be a specific temperature. So you have to wait another." And then I look at the oven and I'm like, "It's another 5 minutes. No kidding. She looks at the oven, does this little hand motion like a witch, looks at it and says, "Faster, faster, faster." Turns around and walks away. Look, in disbelief. It's like 55 something year old woman just this like little hand motion, and then walks away. She was not even looking at me when she was doing it. She just looked at the oven, faster, just walks away.
Did she come back?
No, she did not come back. She didn't, and we closed in like I don't know, 3 hours or 2 hours. We just were closed, and I don't remember her seeing her again. And it's happened all the time. And people would come over like, "When are the fresh chickens done?" I'm like, "Sir, these are not just from today. These are from 2 hours ago. You can see the tag on there that has a stamp with a time on it." Uh-huh. And he's like, "Well, no.
I want extra fresh."
Yeah. And then we had the chicken shortage, which I don't know if you guys experienced that, because like the eggs, like the prices for eggs went up and all that shit, because like the chicken farms, like all the chickens got fucking disease all of a sudden or some shit. Yeah. So we had that going on while I was working in Costco. And we would run out of chickens like at 5 p.m. People were pissed. I would come to work because I was closing the deli department. I would come to work at like literally 4 or 3, and we were already out of chickens. And I was working in the rotisserie room because we had other shit. Like we had ribs, we had chicken drumsticks, all of that shit. So, and people would come over to my, you know, to my station and be like, "Where are the rotisserie chickens?" And I'm like, "Sorry, there's been a shortage. Like, farms are experiencing, like, all this bullshit. Like, I can't, I don't know what to tell you. We're out of them." And then this guy's like, "Well, that was my dinner. What am I supposed to do now?" And I look at him dead in the eyes.
You're in the grocery store.
I look at him dead in the eyes and I say, "I think Publix has some rotisserie chickens." or like, what is it called? Sprouts. I think you can go to Sprouts and check it out over there. It's literally 5 miles down the road. Like, literally, this is a grocery. This is, you're in Costco. I have some ribs over there if you want some. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. This was your dinner plan? Boo-hoo.
It's like that joke when I think Popeyes ran out of chicken and people were like, "Well, this was supposed to be my lunch. What am I gonna feed my kids now?"
Yeah.
Like, bro, just
not fried chicken. I guess.
Yeah. Oh.
Plan better next time, yeah. Bitch.
The thing I can relate most to about that is, so I've been at Kroger for a while, like over 3 or 4 years. And I've worked in probably every department that's inside of Kroger, including management. Uh-huh. I dabbled in management for a pretty fucking long time. Mm-hmm. But I remember I was pretty young, and one of the meat guys walked over, one of the deli guys. He's like, "Yo, no one's coming in today. Can you just give me like a 30-minute break?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you taught me how to, like, the other night. You taught me how to, like, cut meat and everything. I'm fine. I'm cool with that." I'm giving this man his break, and a woman comes up, and I'll never forget this because it's one of the fun. It, like, to me, it's one of the funniest things. She's like, "So how natural is this? I'm like, "Are you talking about the ham I'm cutting?" And she's like, "Yeah. How natural is?" I'm like, "Ma'am, this is like a 5-pound slab of ham that has no bones in it. It's processed to shit and bag.
Chemicals.
Yeah, there's chemicals everywhere.
Coloring.
Like, and you're asking me how natural. This is an abomination of God."
I'm like, how natural is this hot dog?
No, this is the farthest thing that you can put in your body besides, like, the bleach on the other aisle. Like, no, like, you. Get out of here. Go to the produce. You want something natural? Go buy a cucumber.
And even then, it might be like filled with GMOs.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta say, old white ladies. Old white ladies, let me get on that topic, are probably the craziest people I've had to encounter. I've heard stories about other types of people, you know, the teenagers, they're like, "Oh yeah, they're always gonna be running around the store," or, you know, little kids crying from aisles and aisles away, and you could hear them. Mm-mm. Let me tell you. Old little white women will find anything and everything to make your day hell. And this is one of the most recent stories. I probably shouldn't be joking about it, but it was like an hour or two before closing, and And we were about to shut the other door for the produce side, because we usually shut that door first before we shut the main door. And as I was shutting it down, this lady comes in. She's like, wait, let me come through. I'm like, all right, you know what, ma'am, go ahead. Not even like a few minutes later, seconds later, I turn around, try to shut the door and everything, and I hear a and I'm like, this bitch did not just do what I think she just did. And I see this poor little old lady on the floor. I'm like, fuck.
What? Oh my god. What?
Fuck, dude. And she goes on like, oh, I slept. Call an ambulance. Dude, a good thing my manager was somewhere close by to see everything happen. So I just see the poor guy. He's just like, man. So we get all the paperwork done. I'm going back to the front. I'm like, I'm not dealing with this shit. I start talking to my friends. My manager comes back around. And he's like, dude, you will not believe what just happened. I'm like, the old lady fell? He's like, not just fell. She slipped on a little leaf of lettuce and is asking for the ambulance and is telling us that we're going to pay for it.
Oh, like, my God.
Dude, no way. little piece of lettuce.
That's crazy.
Oh, you're about to hear one. One of the funniest falling stories I have, I've been through probably three or four slips, and they're all funny. Like, I always run straight to, like, the managers, because, like, if you ever been to our Kroger, they have, like, a little glass window,
yeah.
And then there's all the cameras to the store. So whenever someone slips and falls, even if I see it, I'm like, I gotta go put that shit in replay. Like, I'm so fucked up. I'm like, I gotta go watch that five other times from two different angles. Like, that shit's so funny. The worst one I've been through was you know him. The dude looks like, I call him Wolfman Jack. But it's this old dude, has this huge beard, and he wears glasses, and his wife comes in. They still come in to this day. I like, if something embarrassing happens to me at a store, you never catch my ass coming back in. I will go somewhere else. But I remember I was pushing carts at the time, yeah. And oh my God. Shout out to my manager, Brandon. Thank you for this, because he helped me. There was this dude. Gets out of this, like, it's like a shitty beat up, like, Suburban, like, it's like a Chevy Tahoe. I remember he gets out, he looks back in the vehicle, he's like, don't you fucking move, and like, just fucking yelling. And I'm like, pushing carts, like, what the fuck's going on here? Because, like, whenever you work in retail, just to make time go by, you gotta be a little nosy. Like, I gotta hear something today.
Yes.
Yes. And so this dude looks in the vehicle, like, don't you fucking move, like, yelling. And I'm like, damn, who the hell is he talking to? Damn sure enough, I understood why he was yelling. Like, 10, 15 minutes later, there was this, it was like his old lady, again, middle-aged white woman, gets out and gets into this electric cart. She gets halfway through the parking lot, and I'm thinking, I'm like, there's something up. This lady's not, like, I know how people move and, like, walk and stuff. I'm like, this lady's not on a rocker right now. And she's in a electric cart going across the parking lot. I guess some old man had just, like, went to the parking lot with the electric cart, got out, got in his vehicle. And I guess that was her time to, like, oh, yeah, I'm going in the store. Fuck my husband. I'm going to show his ass. She gets halfway through the parking lot, and there's cross lines because it's like a sidewalk and then also where people drive through.
Mm-hmm.
She falls out of the electric cart and just screams, "Hail! Hail!" And so I'm inside getting a water, and someone comes in like, yeah, some really big lady's on like the ground. I'm like, and at the time, my manager was, like, just shit-talking me, because, you know,
Just
retail things. And me and him look at each other, and he's like, we got to go help this lady. I'm like, fuck off, man, really? I was like, just let her get run over or something. Yeah, let her roll back down the hill. So we go outside, and he gives me the work, because she's, like, laying, like, Family Guy pose, like laid out. And he's like, all right, I'm gonna get her hands, and you can get like the other half. I'm like,
I'm sorry, was she like disabled?
She was drunk as fuck.
Oh my God.
I walked up to her like it looked like a lifeless body when by the time we got to her again,
it was laying in the middle of the road.
Middle of the fucking road. She's spread out. She's like, hi-yo. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And he's like, all right, I'm going to get her top half. You can get her bottom half. And I looked at him like, you're an asshole. And he knew what he was doing. He's like, yeah, you're going to get the bottom half. I was like, fuck. We had to pick this lady up, put her back in the electric car. She's like, come, please, page my husband. And I'm like, I'm looking at her. And so she rolls in behind us, and we're walking right next to each other. I'm like, dude, she's fucked up. Like, I was like, I heard her.
She said, Paige hasn't existed for like 3 years.
I was like, dude, she's drunk as fuck. I was like, he's like, I know. We could smell it like a mile away. Like, she's been drinking. So her husband comes back up front, and he just, like, in the middle of everybody. Everybody's just walking through with their little carts and got their cabbage and, like, meat for the night. And they just hear this big-ass, like, 6'4", 6'5", just country-ass bumpkin yelling at his drunk. I told you not to get out that fucking car. You're drunk as fucking piss. And she's sitting there. And the bad thing is, it's like, I'm affected by his yelling. I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, my God. And she's sitting there with this little-ass grin on her face. I made it in, though, didn't I? I'm like, bitch, I just had to pick you up by the parking lot. I'm like, you almost just died. And she said, I got in. And to this day, so she still comes in. And she's, like, she'll act just completely fine and normal some days. And the only thing I can think about when she comes in, I'm like, do you not remember me? Like, picking
she probably
your...
doesn't.
No, that's the worst part. She probably has no clue that I picked her fucking ass up in the parking lot.
Dude with the overalls?
Yeah, he always wears... this dude always comes in overalls.
I know this guy on TikTok. He's like the most like redneck fuck I've ever seen ever. And we live in Georgia, so like that should tell you a lot. What is it? What is this fucking? I think Murphy has sent it to me before because he would just like have tutorials like, so this is how you get free gas at a gas station. I'm like, what the? What's his username? That redneck guy in the overalls? You don't know? Oh my God! It's just that's the person I imagine. He's like also big in the overalls, like dirty as fuck. Just came home from working his fucking 70-hour-a-week job.
It's funny because this guy has a weird ass haircut. He has a mid part and he looks like one of those K-pop.
Oh yeah, he looks like a K-pop member with like a wolfman beard.
Overalls all the time, bro. Yeah. You gotta put on your overalls.
God damn it, Sheila, why do you gotta get drunk and fall out in the fucking parking lot?
What time was it?
It was, so this was probably, it was like middle of the summer, so I know her ass was cooking to the pavement. That's the only thing I could think about was, I'm like, Brandon, we gotta pick her ass up. She's gonna melt in the fucking pavement if we don't get her ass up. Like, she's gotta have some, like, third-degree burns from that pavement. Because it was hot as shit. That's all I remember.
And, I mean, asphalt in Georgia during the summer.
Oh, you can cook an egg on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys ever catch a shoplifter?
Yes.
Back when I was at Kohl's, and I didn't really, we had an LP who was always encouraging us to let everyone know. That's why we had walkies and an earpiece in case if someone is talking about a shoplifter and no one can hear about it.
Who's LP?
Loss prevention.
Oh, okay.
So he was always hiding in his little room with his cameras and everything. So this was a busy Saturday and I was about to leave. Like, it was last 15 minutes off my shift. Perfect time for this to happen. Mm-hmm. It was a busy Saturday. It was around springtime, and they were talking in the walk, and they were like, Daria, Nike section. And I was like, oh my God, what now? So there were three gypsy women. I'm sorry, not to be, but I am Ukrainian, and gypsies in Ukraine are very sketchy people. So they were, God. It was middle of the spring. It was like mid to late April, and no one in Georgia in that time wears winter coats. So that's why it was sketchy. You pretend like we didn't say some sketchy shit here.
Just waiting for her to drop the N-word.
So they were wearing long ass, like, to their ankle winter coats, which was obviously suspicious. They were walking around Sephora, who knows, Kohl's, and with one of the entrances, they have, like, a tiny, like, mini Sephora in. So they were shopping there, and LP noticed something sketchy, so he let me know to wait for them by entrance. But also, if you work in retail, you know that you can't tell them anything. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't directly say, you stole this, give it back to me, or I'm calling the cops. You can't tell anything. You can't say anything. Like, you can't literally stop. You can just be like, you can do customer service. You can be like, oh, is there anything else that I can help you steal? You know, what am I supposed to say? So I saw them. Another customer also pointed out to me, they were like, these women, they stole something from Sephora. And I was like, okay, what do I do now? So they were almost by the door. They were like out of the door almost, rushing out, obviously. And I was like, did you guys take something? So they were like, and they were all like getting defensive, obviously. They were calling me racist and stuff like that. And one of the ladies also like already went out to the parking lot already, where their car was already. It was like a white minivan. So she had already went there, and they called her back to show me their purses or their handbags. And I saw some stuff in that handbag, but I couldn't tell if that's their like lip gloss or it's like stolen. So even if it was, like, what would I do? Like, take it out of her bag? What?
Scan it.
Exactly.
Don't you guys have, like, little tags or something on them?
That was back in the day.
Not on everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Even if we do, we don't take them off.
You don't
take them off? No, which is weird. I know.
Target started putting those on nail polishes, which nail polish is the most, like, stolen item.
Are you serious?
I've stolen a nail polish in Target before.
As a professional shoplifter.
Actually, so they started doing that shit recently, because
I have noticed.
I've gotten away with that shit a year ago, so.
Anyway, they went out of the door. I couldn't hold them anymore, so, like, I just let them go. I was like, okay, whatever. And the LP said, Daria, come here. And I was like, okay, I'm in trouble. I did something wrong. So I went to the LP room where they were watching the cameras, and there was my shift manager as well. And they were, like, looking at the screen with a smile. I was like, okay, maybe I did something right after all. So I saw the cops pull around and block their way out, because they were about to get on it was not a highway. It was, like, a parkway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they got them, and there were like three or four cop cars. Damn. There they had a baby in that minivan, and their one of the husbands was driving, and they had like $5,000 worth of stuff from Jesus. Other stores.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes. And what they did with those winter coats is that the pocket in that winter coat went into a huge bag that was hidden in the bottom. So they just took that bag, like our LP took that bag, and literally they scanned all that stuff. It was about like $2,000.
Just rob a bank at that point.
Yeah, so that was my first. And then LP talked to me. He was like, well, you weren't supposed to say that, but I guess it's a win-win because we caught them. So that's good.
At least those ladies were smart. There's some people that literally just walk out with their carts. The carts full of fucking groceries or something. And like you said, we can't really tell them, hey, are you stealing that or did you pay for that? We just have to watch them walk out. So there's like a couple, two occasions where I'm at the self-checkout lane. And the self-checkout at our Kroger is near the exit of the door.
Yeah.
So there'll be times where they literally just walk past me. And I'm like, hi, welcome, or thank you guys for shopping. And they just walk out. And I'm like, well, shit. I can't go chase after them, man.
I could care less.
And that's my issue. Like, I don't get paid to be a security guard.
You're stealing from me.
I steal from my boyfriend. But, no, when I was working at Costco, obviously we were told like something, because my first week working at Costco, I was in front line, so I was working as a like bagger for the carts. Obviously we don't have bags, we just, you know, put their shit in the cart back in. And so we were told like, hey, just watch out and like count all the items. And then at the door when you leave Costco, there's people who are looking at your receipt and they count everything mm-hmm. in your cart. But if you have like 30 or 40 fucking things, you're not gonna count that shit. And I was doing that and I was like, okay, good, you're good to go, bye. I could care less, because Costco is like, they make so much fucking money already, and it all goes to some fucking millionaire billionaire CEO. So and I get paid like, I don't know, $15 an hour to do this shit. So I mean, and I'm not the security guard, which I understand, like I'm supposed to count and like look at the bottom of the cart and be like, okay, you paid for the water, you paid for Coke, like you're good to go, bye. But if it's like, you know, like electronics or like jewelry, which Costco sells jewelry, they already got that shit at the register.
Yeah,
they already have it. They have cameras, they have like shoplifter fucking face recognition bullshit that they do, so it's not part of my job. I know Costco is a big corporation, so they got this shit, you know. And but my mom, so she got me a job at Costco, so but my mom no. when she was working my mom, she didn't get to go to deli or bakery like she wanted to, but she was working at frontline. And they put her at those doors on the out like on the entrance or the exit. So she was there at the exit. She was there at the exit, and she was counting groceries. And these people have like 40 things in their cart, and she stands there and she counts every little thing. And like they have clothes, they have Costco all these like super tomatoes, all this. And they're like, you would think like Costco has like big ass boxes, so it's easy to count, you know. You have this shit, and some people have up to 3 carts per shopping, and they have like fucking, they spent like $500, and then they shop for fucking, you know, Fallout, fucking nuclear war or some shit, so they have all this shit that they need. And she counted every little thing, and because that was in her job description. And my mom takes this literally, you know. People tell her, go count this shit, this is your job. She's like, okay, bet, I got this, like it's easy. So she did that, and then some lady complained like about my mom. So this lady, when my mom was standing there, because it was taking up the line, and this lady goes over to the manager and she's like, this woman is doing her job and counts every single item. So the store manager goes over to my mom, and the store manager's like, hey, let me talk to you, Mila. So he's like, listen, Mila, we tell you to count everything, but you don't have to, because if it's like more than 30 things, you kind of just like look at the receipt and just scratch it off. You're good. They're good to go. We see it on cameras if they stole anything, and we'll let you know at the exit. So you're fine. You don't have to do that. And she was like, but I don't understand. It's if it's more than 30 things, they're more than likely stolen something. what we have self checkout. I don't know why I'm making an Indian accent. I don't know. But so, and then after that, they never put her on the exit line to check people out. So she's been, you know, she's been working as a cashier after that. And people at the, and she was working at Alpharetta Costco, which is a little stricter than the Costco Incoming. So you cashiers have to have your membership and your like little photo on the membership, especially if you use the city card, the city credit card. So if she sees the membership, and people at the entrance already check your membership. So you would think as a cashier, okay, they're good. You know, just scan membership and you're good to go. She would look at their photo and she would be like, this is not you. I can't take you on this register. And then they would go and complain about it to the manager. And the manager's like, well, she's doing her job. She can't. We can't. It's not your membership. It's your wife's membership. And they're like, exactly.
That's dumb.
And I'm like, and they're like, no, your wife has to come, especially if you're using the credit card. If you're using any other card, it doesn't matter as much. But if you're using the Costco credit card with the membership, it has to be you on the membership. So it was really stupid.
It's stupid. I remember one time. Sorry, I know you want to talk next, but I just remember one time my mom and I went to Costco, and I was gonna pay for her, and they're like, "No, you can't check out. It has to be your mom's."
So yeah, like, it's stupid. It's silly. And I told my mom about it. I was like, if it's family, it doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. It all goes from the same fucking bank account. What the fuck? Like, are we?
So stolen items. The funniest one I have about that, I have a story for what feels like everything. You're in a fucking store for 5 days a week, goddamn years. You're gonna have a story for everything. There was one where, and it's the funniest thing whenever. So someone came in to Kroger, and there's two doors. One leads to like our exit, like summer exit doors, and the other one just goes through produce. Mm-hmm. So what people would do is they'd get whatever the fuck they wanted. And then they just go through the produce stores, don't check out shit. And we saw it on camera one day, like, this lady just running through the produce stores, running out. And it's, like, it's so comedic when some people steal. Because, like, you'll see them at their car, and they're, like, throwing shit in the trunk. Like, they just robbed a bank. And they'll close it, and they'll peel out of the store. So one day, we recognized this one lady that did that before. So everyone's making a fuss up on the radios and everything. We had extra people. And the one thing that's not intimidating is, like, if you steal at a grocery store and they figure out, obviously everyone's going to stand at, like, every exit to see if you're going to do the same thing you did last time. The least intimidating thing is, like, looking at your coworkers and being like, dude, we're all on fucking aprons. Like, we do not look like a SWAT. Like, we're all swatted up at, like, a door. Yeah. And everyone's wearing, we're all posting up. And everyone's wearing an apron. So it's like, we do not look intimidating. Like, I feel like if someone has a gun, they're going to shoot us all. Like, they just win. So the funniest one was this lady had, she took in a bunch of Cokes. And, like, Sprites and whatever. And I think what they do is they just resell them for, like, full value. Like, whenever they just steal them. Either that or...
You know, for themselves.
Yeah. Sorry, Diana's fucking with them.
I was just checking if it's still working.
But, so we got, like, radio calls. Like, hey, there's this person who's notorious for, like, stealing. They're coming in. So it's, like, four of us, like, swatted up at the main door. And the manager at this time was really tall. Like, he looks intimidating. He's really tall, bald dude. Wide-ass chest. Like, he looks intimidating. The only thing that wasn't intimidating about him was he had the highest pitch voice. And he, like, you'd come and talk to him. You'd be like, hey, Jeremy, how are you doing today? He'd be like, it's going good.
Like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. So this lady, I guess she caught him... when he was running to the produce store, she'd already ran out. So he's like, I'm gonna get this bitch. So he runs out, and I'm like, dude, what did you say to her? Because all he came back in with was the cart, and it's full of drinks and shit like that. And he's like, I caught her in the parking lot, and I looked at her, and I was like, you could have scanned this. And apparently she just let the cart go and just ran to her car and peeled out.
What?
And I was like, dude, it's not that serious.
We're not gonna put you in jail for that.
No, I got just put your credit card in, bro.
Oh my god,
there's a difference between shoplifters and scammers.
Oh, scammers.
I love scammers. I love getting scammers, not to get scammed, but okay. So there's two types of scammers that I've dealt with so far. The funniest one, I have to say, is at self-checkout. To do coupons, you have to scan them yourself, and then a screen's going to pop up when you're done saying, please wait for the attendant, they're going to receive your coupons, and then we put them in a little bag. So there was this one time where two ladies were checking out. They had, like, it should have been obvious that they were going to steal or something like that, because they stocked up on detergent. And, like, toilet papers and, like, household needs when we didn't have a sale on them. Because usually when we have sales on stuff, we see, okay, yeah, it's a common item that people are going to take. But this time, they were stocked up and everything, and they start scanning their coupons. And at first, I didn't notice anything. They're just going, like, you know, normal speed or whatever. Occasionally, a screen will pop up saying that, oh, this coupon's not valid, you know, wait for an attendant. And I'm a nice person. So if that screen ever comes up and someone has a coupon, it's usually because it's out of date, they don't have that item, or, like, it's you have to have a certain amount on your total to use that coupon. Mm-hmm. So I don't usually follow those rules. If I see someone trying to use a coupon, I'll give them the coupon. I'll type it in myself. So first couple times, that screen pops up, and I have to come up and help them. And I'm like, oh, hey, guys, how are you doing? How's your day? Here, let me help you out. Done. I get out of their way. But they keep scanning more coupons. And I'm like, I'm getting a weird feeling about this. So I'm just watching them from my little corner. And then I noticed my another supervisor. Her name is Renee.
Shout out, Renee.
Yes, I love her in my own little stupid way. I asked her, I'm like, Renee, come here, stand with me, and, like, help me out, watch self-checkout, because I'm feeling weird about something. She's like, what, what's wrong? I'm like, just hold on, just wait for something. So we're watching these ladies, they're still scanning, they're, like, going, like, beep, 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 beep. I'm like, okay, this is sketch. And the screens continue to pop up, and Renee doesn't suspect anything at first, so she goes help them. And she's like, okay, hi, guys, thank you. She comes back to me, and I'm like, what did that screen ask you? She's like, oh, it just asked me for the amount of the coupon. Like, it's a $3 coupon I'm supposed to give her. And I'm like, that's weird. It's asked me that, like, five times already. So we're staring at each other, and we're looking at the ladies continue to scan. And I'm like, this got to be a scam, bro. This is definitely a scam. And as they're finishing up and everything, they're done. They pay. I'll get to that in a minute. They pay. They get their receipt, and they run out. And I'm like, dude, we definitely just got scammed. We go to reprint the receipt, and we see at the bottom of the receipt, it was like $200, right? However, there was a minus sign right in front of the $200. And that means that they took $200 from us because of the stupid coupons that they kept scanning and scanning. And then we check our bags and all the coupons that we received at the end. And it's all these weird coupons. They're like, for your next purchase, you're $3 off or something like that. It's not like a specific item. It's just like, it almost works like a $3 bill. And we have like this big stockpile of these. And we're like, shit, we just got scammed. So we call the managers over. They're like, dude, yeah, this is common. We've gotten calls from all the other stores around that these ladies are coming around doing that. We're like, shit, dude, we just robbed right under our nose.
Well, what's messed up is you can buy the same coupon scanners. Or like, mm-hmm. So we print out coupons. Like, at the register, it'll print out coupons, like, specialized for you. Like, if you use your card, it'll be like, oh, you buy this a lot, we'll print you out, like, a coupon for it.
Kroger card.
Yeah, if you use, like, your Kroger card, it'll be like, oh, you buy Dino Nuggies a bunch? Well, here's, like, like $5 off, you buy, like, $20 worth of it. Well, the messed up thing is people will buy those off eBay, like, the actual machine that prints out those coupons, and it... all you have to do is plug it up to your computer and you can make your own coupons. So that's where that comes from, is like people just literally make their own coupons. And you can tell if they're fake because like sometimes they don't have expiration dates, and other times it's like, ma'am, I know this coupon isn't like real because it's like take $30 off of like, it's like something ridiculous. Like you're paying $20 for something. It's like, oh, this coupon takes off $19.99 from it. And you only got to pay 1 cent for your, like, Tide detergent. It's like, this shit's fake as fuck. Yeah. I know this is not real.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. I've never heard that one before. I mean, like, even at Victoria's Secret, I don't think we've had anyone who, like, tried to come in and scam. We had people steal shit from Victoria's Secret, which is obvious. And it happened on the day when I was not working. It happened on the weekend I was not working, which I only worked at during weekends in Victoria's Secret. I worked, like, 2 weekends a month. So, and then when I quit, I did not put in my 2 weeks notice. And when my manager told me, why didn't you put in your 2 weeks notice? I told her, my schedule is my 2 weeks notice because you put me only every 2 weeks. You fucking...
Scammer gets scammed.
Yeah, right. Like what the fuck? So anyways, this girl tells me, she's like, oh, you cannot believe what happened last week. And I was like, what happened? And she's like, well, these ladies pull up in the car and then they come in with these big ass like gym bags.
they just put shit in the bag with hangers and everything. And then they just run out, get in the car, and get off. And my manager heard about it, and she's like, yeah, so that happened. And I was like, did they get caught? And she's like, nope. The face recognition didn't work or some shit, so they just took off, and we called the cops, and the cops were like, well, we can't do anything about it. So, like, now our store is, like, and we do this, like, bullshit thing where our manager is, like, sales per foot or some shit like that. And she's like, yeah, now we're down. And I'm like, well, it's not my problem. I try to sell. And, like, and that's the thing that pisses me off the most about, like, retail and clothes, especially, like, personalized stores like Victoria's Secret, where you have to, like, you have to work as a salesperson. Like, they train you to be that. Mm. You know, like, you're trained to give accurate bra sizes. You train to pick a bra for this specific woman, for this specific, her purpose, if it's, like, a sports, or if she's, like active, like, fitness active. Or that, too. And you have to know all the sales. You have to suggest a credit card and all of that shit. So you're trained like a salesperson, right? But you don't get, what is it called? The sales, like...
Commission.
You don't get commission on anything. I was like, that's stupid. Why the fuck do I do this shit? If I get hourly, I can literally just not put in any effort at all. And I would make the same amount as that girl who's not putting in any effort. Or I can put in a shit ton of effort. And that fucking girl does not put a shit ton of effort. And we make exactly the same money. But I just bring more money to the fucking corporate. Like, yeah. why is that...
That's what they want from you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's bullshit. And I, one time, and here's the thing about Victoria's Secret that I worked at. They did not train me for the register. And it was during the summer. And it was not that busy. But it was during the summer, and we had our semi-annual sale, which is the SAS sale, as we call it. It's really popular. A lot of people come in. A lot of people, you know, get all these deals because they're really good deals. That's the time when Victoria's Secret actually puts out accurate prices, not this overpriced bullshit that they have throughout the year. So I was helping out this mom and her daughter, and I gave them, you know, the accurate bra size, and I put them in the fitting room because I had to ask for the keys. I was like, who's the fitting room person? And then they're like, okay, this girl, blah blah blah. So I went over there and I grabbed the keys and I got them the fitting room, and I'm, as a person who's helping them out, I'm supposed to stand there and ask if everything is okay, or do you need a different size, mm-hmm. do you need, you know, to grab me a different color or some shit like that, is this helping you out? And then I get called. And then I was asked to go to the register, right? So I'm standing at the register, and one of my assistant managers gets in the earpiece, and she's like, who gave the fitting room to these people when we have already 7 people in the fitting rooms? Like, we have 8 fitting rooms, so there was one last one. Obviously, if we have the last one empty, why would we not utilize it? And I didn't respond because I was at the register. I was trying to get focused. I'm like, okay, we gotta lock in. we gotta scan this shit. And then after that, my manager pulls me aside and she's like, go talk to the assistant manager. So I go over there and she's like, who did this? Did you do this? It was my second day working at Victoria's Secret. I was like, yeah, I was helping these people out. They needed a fitting room because it's their first time buying this bra or some shit, and I just needed. Well, you can't do that. You have to ask me first. I was like, I asked the girl who's responsible for the fitting room the keys, and she's like, well, you have to clean up after them. I was like, I was called to the register, you dumb bitch. How am I supposed to clean after them if we have the fitting room person? That's the person who's responsible for the fitting room and the cleanliness of the fitting room. That's her job. I was called to the register. What the fuck are you talking about? And it was so ridiculous. This exact same assistant manager later, I started working my shift. It's been 2 weeks after that, or like 4 weeks after that. So I start working my shift. I haven't been in that store for 2 weeks. Obviously, we get a new sale, we get a new deal, we get a new bra. So I have to learn about that. I come in, I learn from the like poster signs and everything. I come in, I start my shift, I clock in, I get on the floor. And as I'm on the floor working and restocking, this assistant manager comes over to me and she's like, do you know our sale this week? And I told her about it. She's like, actually, it's not accurate, so this is what it is. And she's like, how much percent do you get off the purchase if you buy it with a credit card? I'm like, 20. She's like, actually, it's 25. And I was like, okay. So she gives me the iPad, and she's like, here, learn this, go on the website, learn all of these sales that are going on right now, and then you can come on the floor and work. So I was like, are you serious? She's like, yes. And I scroll, it's like 50 sales. It's like 50 different deals, and they're like combination of each other, so it doesn't fucking matter, because nobody else in this fucking store knows this. Nobody. You ask that girl. All they know is how to restock bras and pennies. That's all they know. That's all they do. So I give the iPad back after like 10 minutes. She asks me these questions again, and I respond like just like $5 off or like some I don't respond like as if I didn't even fucking read this shit. I respond as if like I read it, but I didn't fully like remember the numbers or details about it. She gives me the iPad again, and she's like, here, do this again. I look at her dead in the eyes, and I say, are you giving me homework right now while I have school? I have like classes for college, and I do that shit at home. This is my job. I get paid hourly. I'm not doing this shit. I'm gonna go on the floor and do other stuff what you tell me to do. And she's like, okay, go restock. Like, okay, we're done with this conversation. And that bitch made me want to quit Victoria's Secret. I'm not joking. Because of her, I was like so fucking pissed. And then I found out she was the one making the schedule. So she was the reason why I was working only 2 weekends a month. And it was pissing me off. And like, who takes their retail job at 19 years old seriously enough where they have to learn all these sales about bras and this new bra with new technology? And I'm like, a man came up with that bra. It's not even working. And like, we're as like employees, we had the opportunity to get them for free. So I had the opportunity to get the last one, which was actually pretty good. It was like this like boneless like push-up bra or some shit. Boneless, because there's a wire underneath the bra. So this one was wireless. Uh-huh. And it was like a push-up. Bluetooth. And Bluetooth. It was a push-up. So, and I did not get it because I quit the day before I was supposed to get mine. It was the only good one. And oh my God, it was so fucking stupid.
Don't Victoria's Secret put on signage with sales that's going on with a certain product?
Yes.
What's the
people
purpose
know.
Then? Exactly.
People know. If you come in, the purpose is that you have to let people know so that they buy more shit. But my opinion is that if you come into Victoria's Secret or Bath & Body Works, you're already planning on buying something.
Exactly.
You're already planning on buying something. And me telling you, oh, by the way, did you know about this sale going on? You look at the poster literally right next to the employee. You're like, exactly. No shit. It says in big-ass letters, 20% off of everything.
If
I could not read. I'm sorry.
If the person doesn't want to buy nothing, they're not going to buy nothing. Mm-hmm. No matter. Well, if the deal is like 50% off, maybe you can convince them. But if they don't want to buy nothing, they're not going to buy nothing.
They just tell you, sorry, we're just looking around. Okay, cool. You're just hanging out. You're looking around. Good. I'm not going to fucking bother you at all. But if it's like, But if it's like a couple of girls and they're like, yeah, I actually need like get sized and I need to pick like a new bra or some shit, then then you know that you're gonna sell something for them. So exactly. You like your job is to recommend. And that was my favorite part of the job, is helping the customers, because most customers were actually pretty good. And I have another story about this one xenophobic bitch. But you look like you want to say something.
Speaking about coworkers taking their job too serious, this is gonna be another whole hour of Justin ranting. But
we do part two probably.
We have a coworker.
We can keep talking, but
Called Jess.
Jess, if you're listening to this, I die.
not to confuse with Gilmore Girls.
But I go back to the shoplifting because this story is a good introduction about her. So there was one time, it was closing hours again because that's the only shifts that they give me now. And it was me, her, and this Renee supervisor that I mentioned before as well. And Renee is this little old lady. Wasn't she? Okay, she's not that old. She middle age. But she also she takes her job serious as well, but like in a supervisor manager kind of way. You know, when it's time to get things done, she's gonna make sure everything is done. And I think Jess kind of wants to be like her in some way, because it's not that long ago since she's been hired, but she has been on Renee's ass trying to be like her teacher's pet or something like that. Because at any time something's wrong, the first person she's gonna go to is either Justin or Jess. And so this one day, it was all three of us. We were closing. We just had self checkout open for the rest of the night, and she was in charge of it. And so me and Renee are talking behind guest care, just chatting away our usual stuff, and we just hear Jess on the top of her lungs just yell, "Sir, did you pay for that?" We're like, what the fuck just happened? And we look up and it's Jess, and she has registers filled. Each self-checkout little machine has people in it, and we see everybody's turning and looking at her, and this poor old guy has like a bag already of a Kroger plastic bag filled with things, and he's like wide-eyed and everything, like startled. And he's like, what would happen? And Jess, continuing with her loud-ass voice, like, "Sir, did I see that you just walked out from the other self-checkout, the one that was closed, you know, and you come back around and exit the store. Did you pay for that? Like, I haven't seen you up here, and I've been up here all night." And we're like, "Jess, shut up. Like, fucking, first of all, you're not allowed to accuse someone. Second of all, you're raising your fucking voice. Like, you embarrassed this poor old fucking guy. Like, he most likely already paid for it, because we had registers open not too long ago before we shut them down and just had self-checkout open. Like, just calm the fuck down." And she's like, "I'm gonna call my manager up here, and we're gonna have to see for ourselves."
Like, is she like a regular associate?
Yeah, she's just a cashier. I'm a supervisor, Renee is a supervisor, she was just a cashier. And so we're like, me and Renee come out of guest care, and we're like, "Oh, sorry, like, you're good to go, go on ahead." And she's like, "Wait, but like, Rosanna Rowe told me before that guy is a usual shoplifter, like, he usually steals stuff from us, and I just wanted to stop." And I'm like, "Jess, yes, but also, the way you handle it, you're a piece of shit, dude. Like, fucking, first of all, don't accuse people. Second of all, he most likely already paid for that. You just embarrassed this poor old man. And then you have registers filled on your machines for self-checkouts. You know, some of the lights alerting that an associate's coming up to help you are blinking, and you're, like, more concentrated on this poor old man. Like, fucking Jess, dude. There's more story."
this podcast about to be an hour longer now. No, it's bad because we have so we get on at Kroger we have basically, like, they asked us to do this thing once a week, and it's on the computer or like on your smartphone, and it's basically like, hey, as an associate, you're supposed to do this. And us longtime associates, like, we've literally been working there longer than they've put this into action. Yeah. So for us, it's like a funny ass, like, oh, we'll play the games that, like, Kroger gives us to play to play with these questions.
Real.
And we're all laughing about it because they're all easy as shit. We've been working there longer than that's been active. Like, we've been working at Kroger longer than that stupid side has been around, and, like, she's
before it was the 90s version of that.
Dude, she swears by that. She acts like that is her Bible, and she swears because I was telling her one night, I'm like, all right, this is how you do, like, because there was a moment where everyone was like, we should train her on guest care, like on lottery and like sending it to other countries and stuff. And I was telling everyone, like, it's a fucking bad idea. I don't like her. She's too, like, I don't know how to describe her. She's too, like, by the book, I guess.
Yeah.
And she doesn't trust the people around her.
Yeah.
So I'm a little lenient on stuff. I'm like, all right, this is how you do guest care. And she's like, I'm actually, that's not what's in our, like, Kroger. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what's in our Kroger book. I'm like, I've been working longer than that thing's been active. You need to listen to me. And any time, like our accounting lady will come up. Her name's Aaliyah. She's like, hey, this register was, like, completely fucked.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, well, guess who was on that register? And we both look at each other. She's like, Jess. I'm like,
there was one night the register was short $2,000. It was short $2,000, and it was her first night that she closed guest care. And ever since that night, Aaliyah looks at me and she's like, whenever you're working, you're gonna be the only one allowed back there and to close for the night. I don't care if it's other people that can close as well. You're the only one allowed.
Well, and what's bad is like, you'll tell her what to do. And it's like, I know what to do. I've done this 1,000 times. I've had no problems. Like, and I'm pretty proud about our numbers, because whenever our accounting person writes stuff up, you'll usually either have a shortage or you'll have a little bit money over. And it's bad either or, because if you're short, you're losing money. And if you're over money, then you're cheating someone out of their money. So I'm pretty happy because our accounting person will come up and be like, dude, this week we're only like 50 cents short, which is fucking really good. And it's like, Jess will come up and she will just fuck your day up. Like, and what's bad is you'll have like a whole line of people. Like, you'll be checking someone out and the line will go back to an aisle. You're like, all right, so I need to check these people the fuck out and get them the fuck out of here. She'll stop people and be like, have you heard about our Kroger app? Did you know you could save so much money through this Kroger app? I'm like, dude, you are not, like, making a profit yet. And every single person down that line is going to hear about the Kroger app. And it's the people I love the most, like gym guys or older men who are just like, I'm shopping for my old lady. They just want to get in, get the fuck out. Yeah. So she'll start this whole rant, and they're looking at her like, ma'am, I don't give a fuck if I save fucking 50 cents or goddamn $100. I'm trying to get in here and get the fuck out. And she's like, okay. And then just scan all their stuff. Yeah, you're missing out.
She's so stubborn. And she, so
like, she, yeah, she's acting like she gets a percentage of what Kroger makes.
She does not.
Not a penny.
I have this problem with the Victoria's Secret employees sometimes, but here's the thing: if it's like clothing shops, like Victoria's Secret or Bath and Body Works, you do make profit off of that. It's fine. But if it's like a grocery store, like Kroger or Walmart, you go there for one fucking reason: to get your fucking groceries and get the fuck out. You don't come in there to just fucking learn about all this bullshit. Just that. And you, and as an employee, you don't make that much. I work at a golf club where primary demographic is white middle-aged people. So I deal with them all the time. And sometimes we have good people, sometimes we have not so good people. But most of the times, my job as a server is not to just worry about how much they spend on their food and their check and the service charge that I get from them or the tip, but also the fact that they spend $500 a month for the membership at this fucking club. So my job is to ask them how they're doing, ask them where they're going, ask them like questions about their family and shit. And I was like shocked that is part of my job as a server. I thought I just put in their fucking food order, I get their food, I make sure everything's okay, I get their drinks, I get them drunk, I get them to tip. That was my premise. But then I realized that because of the membership that they pay to the golf club, the hourly salary that I get from the golf club, because of that, and because the golf club is not just like a random restaurant, you have your regulars. It is a country club. So all people in there are your regulars. You know almost everyone by their last name. Like, I have a few members who I know by their last name. I remember them, whether or not they tip me or not, I remember them. If you tip me, I remember you. If you don't tip me, I remember you. So I know. I
remember you even better.
Exactly. So I know who to trade with if I get your. I'm just kidding, obviously. But like at the same time, it's like, that's the service industry, and then you have retail industry where you don't get commission for sales, so it doesn't fucking matter. And I get this thing where corporations are putting out those like little like learning books and learning like websites where you have to click through like every year.
You have to do training. The first day.
Yes.
Hired. Yeah.
My Publix training took me 16 hours to complete because it was like videos and like little quizzes and tests. I still do that shit for tutoring at campus. I have to know about FARPA or FERPA. I don't even fucking remember what it is. It's like a thing about like law. It's like the confidentiality of the student. And I know I can't disclose another student's grades with another student. It's that obvious. But the fucking training includes what can you tell the cops, what can you not tell the cops, what is academic filing, what is not academic filing, what can you disclose, what can you not disclose, what can you tell the professor, and other bullshit like that. So you have to go through all of that quiz and pass with like an 80 or something in order to get it done. And I'm like, it's common sense, but at the same time, because of people like your coworkers, yeah. You can kind of understand why there is trainings like that. So I feel like to close this out, because I feel like we're already running out of time and it's been a very long podcast. It's probably the longest episode we've ever had. Working in retail is basically sacrificing some things over another. Like, it's not your job to be the security guard. And even the managers tell you, you cannot tell people openly whether they're stealing or not. So you have to be careful about that. And you can also not be you cannot be an asshole about some people trying to get coupons, even though it's been, like, a day over the fucking expiration date or some shit. So it's not that we're not doing our job, or that Gen Z is, like, not working as like people back in the day used to work. Is we have a human decency, because it's our job that is not going to be our career. Some people just treat this shit as their career, and it's really not. And I don't know why the corporations want people to treat this like their career when people who primarily work at these fucking jobs are like old people who can't retire or young people who cannot get their job yet. Like that's the demographic you're preaching to, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, if you listen to this whole episode, it's gonna give you a feeling of that, but at the same time, it's because people like us are the ones helping the people who come in, and at the same time trying to put down the assholes that are trying to be rude to others.
I have one more story to close out this podcast with. I have probably cleaned so much human feces in my life. And this final story is, so we were working one day, and someone came up, and they're like, hey, by the way, there's a, we'll call it spill, on the soda aisle. So I'm like,
soda?
Why are you squinting your eyes and saying spill like that? And so my front-end manager's like, come on, we got this. We'll go clean it up. And we walk to the soda aisle, and all the way down the soda aisle is shit. Is literal shit. So we're like, what the fuck? So, all right, this is the thing. You can't tell. It's just droplets of shit. And I'm like, did this come from a dog or like a baby? Yeah, like I assume like, it's probably a baby, like baby shit. I'm like, I'm like, does a baby shit this much? I'm like, what? Like, what is this? So we clean it up. Like, obviously, we're like, strapped up like it's like it is an unknown. Yeah, we got biohazard suits on. We're strapped up as much as we can. We're like
gloves, goggles.
Like, dude, what the fuck? So I'm like, again, whenever old lady falls, I'm like, I gotta go check the cameras. I'm like, I gotta see why is there shit tracked down this aisle. So I'm watching the video camera, and there's. There's an old dude wearing some jorts, some jean shorts. Shout out John Cena. But it's the old man wearing jorts. And as he's walking, I'm like, there's no fucking way. And you can see it coming out of his left pant leg. Just shit tracking down. Just plop, plop, plop. And I'm like, dude, there's no way this is fucking real. Like, there is no humanly possible way this shit's real. So I'm walking back down. I'm like, I'm traumatized. I'm like, I just clean up a grown man shit. I am like traumatized. I'm walking down the stairs. I'm like, hold my head down. Like, I just lost like an NBA final.
Game interview.
I'm like, dude, I looked at Ro. I was like, you gotta come see this shit. I was like, that was a grown man shit. And she's laughing. She's like, yeah, that happens sometimes. And then she turns around and goes, look. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I look up, grown man with jorts on and a big ass brown stain on his ass. I'm like, that's the guy I just cleaned the shit up for. This man, not only did I clean up his shit when he just disappeared, he was checking out, and I'm like, you just walked around this whole store with shit in your pants.
You told him that?
No. I wanted to. I wanted to walk up and be like, sir, you realize you got, like, probably a pound of shit in there? Because there's no way you just shit through your underwear and then down your goddamn... I don't know how you don't realize when it's running down your goddamn leg and you're just walking through like, oh, this cheese is good. So you got shit running down your fucking leg. Yeah, he walked out and I'm like, dude, one leg is white, one leg is fucking brown. I'm like, you just shit your pants, bro. I don't know how he drove home. I'll be honest with you, he probably got in the car and was like, damn, my truck smells like shit. I must have left something in here. I'm like, dude. So.
I truly think he probably knew. I truly think he knew.
This was a great way to wrap up today's.
It really was.
Today's podcast. We will see if we can do part two of that because I think there's a lot more to tell. There's
definitely a lot more. I've got a lot more. I've got like server stories that I would love to tell.
I've got so many shit stories.
It will be a separate podcast for all the shit stories.
I didn't get to my guest care.
We have to do a second part.
Thank you guys for joining us. Let us know what you think about it. And we really appreciate everyone's time to listen to it. So,
thanks, David, for giving us the equipment. And I'm still waiting on you to send me the intro because our last three episodes, we have not had our intro yet. Yes, thank you, Justin and Jelena. It's been really nice having you.
Thank you, Murphy, for being cute.
We have a lot more guests that we want to invite over to our podcast because sometimes... you know, me and Dasha just have so much to talk about ourselves, so we know for sure we have that down and for next year and keep going next year. So thank you so much for listening. If we don't see you next year, which I'm sure we will, post that another episode, like Christmas themed or something, or like another retail stories episode.
Yeah, you'll be wearing Christmas hats.
Yeah.
They won't be able to see it.
They won't be able to see it, but it's about being festive. Okay. We'll make like Christmas cocktails. Tonight we were drinking espresso martinis with caramel vodka.
And what was Moscato?
And Moscato wine. Yes, I forgot about that. Oh, my hangover tomorrow is going to be crazy. So, yes, on that note, let's end this.
Bye, everyone. Till the next time.
Whoop, whoop.